This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Pitch. Suzuki grounds one up the middle, through for a base hit. Tucker being waved around. He's coming home. The throw, nowhere near in time. RBI single, Seiya Suzuki, and the Cubs take the lead. Crowd on its feet. Keller deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Cubs win. They beat the Pirates 3-1 to even the series at a game apiece.
That's how you do it.
Into right, and this will get down. Colson will score. Roberts hustling around third base. He'll come in, and Andrew Benintendi gets the White Sox on the board. A two RBI double. Called strike three at the top of the zone. And the White Sox fall to Kansas City 6-2.
The Royals got on top early again. That's been their game plan and made it work. So 13 straight, and they keep rolling right along. Better luck tomorrow, day game. Get your rest, quick turnaround, and I'll talk to you then.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Sing it again. Come on, Dan Durbin, sing it with me.
Ba-ba.
Yeah, man.
Da-da.
Big moment right here, Dan. Take it down so we can hear Dan. Good morning, everybody. If you're like, what? I thought the show already started at 9 o'clock. We're restarting the engine a little bit here at 11 o'clock because we have a guest co-host for this hour. In honor of the Cubs for a Cure radiothon that Danny Parkins did, I volunteered to auction off 1 hour as a co-host on this very radio station. And Dan Durbin, I think you were first in at $1,000. So thank you for supporting the cause and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here. Great opportunity. Did you zing Parkins when you got your sold so fast? Did I hear that on the show?
Oh my God, yes. Of course. Any opportunity to zing Parkins.
Of course.
I do, especially when he's not here. That's when it's really fun because then he can't come back. But yeah, he's like, oh, we'll see if it sells. And he was like, obviously. And then I sold three of them.
Congratulations.
I didn't realize that I was actually putting three of them out there. So, you know, we got another in a couple weeks and probably one next year. But welcome. Nice to have you here. The good news is, listeners, Dan is a hardcore, lifelong baseball fan with decades of experience. And he came in with nine takes. He's got takes. Dude came in with takes. So we're going to get to some of those for sure. But grew up a Cardinal fan and then been in town for decades. But you've got Cubs thoughts and White Sox thoughts. And we will take your phone calls, listeners, at 312-644-6767 all hour long. And the team of the moment is coming up in the next segment. But we came in with some Cubs and some Sox. In terms of the White Sox, They're a more fun team to watch right now than they were in previous years, aren't they?
Absolutely. When I first came here in 71, big Dick Allen, Luzinski fan, the whole bit, they were my adopted AL team. And last year was horrible. What else can you say? But this year, even when they lose, they're interesting. And you see the desire, you see Mydroth, and you see Montgomery. And it's like, oh, this is fun. So, yeah, they're not going anywhere. But I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, you know, they do play with a passion and a fire, and there's some young players that can get better, like Edgar Caro and the guys that you mentioned. They're 35 games under 500, so you can't pretend on some of that stuff. But in terms of the watchability, it's much, much higher.
Much higher. And one thing that I was impressed with, because I have thoughts about the disaster of having Tony La Russa come to the Sox, I'm impressed with Venable. He's new, whatever. I can't say he's screwing up. In fact, if anything, I think he's right for the team. And so I'm in the hold category of, hey, wait and see. I'm okay with Venable. And that's my take on him.
Did you go to White Sox games in those early 70s years when it was Dick Allen and it was Harry Carey broadcasting? And, there were some very, very good teams in those years.
I did, because when I came here, I've been listening to Harry Carey all my life. He skipped a year, and then I come to Chicago, and he is in Chicago.
Yeah.
Went there. Was there when concrete was falling on us from the old Comiskey Park.
Wow.
It was a serious thing. But watching Luzinski hit homers, I think he's the only one to hit it out of over the roof in the old Comiskey, or one of the few. So, yeah, they were exciting, and Dick Allen's always been my hero anyway, and congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, see, look at that. See, Dan Durbin's ready to go. As a co-host, man, I got a guy. This is quite something. Let's get to the Cubs and the Brewers, okay? Because this is what's happening. It's happening in Chicago starting tomorrow. There's a Pirates game today, and we'll preview that a little bit more in the noon hour. But Craig Counsell was asked about the Brewers yesterday in his pregame scrum there in the dugout, and our own Bruce Levine was right in the middle of it.
Can you separate yourself from the manager of the Cubs to baseball fan when it comes to a great story like the Brewers and what they're doing? Is there a way to do that?
What's so great about it?
What's so great about it? Well, I guess you can't then.
No. I mean they're playing good. I mean, they're playing great. They haven't lost since we played them. They're playing great.
It's such a good baseball story. Certainly not in Chicago, but the idea that they're winning 13 in a row, and that they're doing it with a team that most people didn't expect to be that as good as they have.
So yeah,
that's why I asked.
I think they're a good team. I think that's probably what got him went unnoticed. They're a good team.
I realize it's a dangerous question to answer because you're the manager of the Cubs, so it's any answer probably would not be really good.
Well, thanks for putting me in that situation.
No, I should have thought it through before I asked.
Wow. That's quite something. I saw that Paul Sullivan in the Tribune wrote about the Brewers being a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they're a touchy subject. I think Bruce was having some fun the way that he brings it up, and there's some good tension that goes on there. That is quite something. Hey, Sean, by the way, look through postgame or reach out to Tyler Buterbaugh, who was doing postgame yesterday. There was a moment between Bruce and Counsell yesterday in postgame. That was pretty great. I think Buterbaugh cut it as a separate. So see if you got that. But what do you think of that tension there, Mr. Guest Host?
Well, the tension was appropriate. I would have done the same thing the Counsell did. I don't think there's a win in going beyond just being neutral. I do think it's a touchy subject. But the Brewers, you know what? Still a long season left. So let's give them their props. And I think Counsell wanted to say, let's just wait and see what happens. That's how I took by him not wanting to answer it. And plus, Bruce is the best. He's going to ask all the right questions. But I think Counsell handled it correctly. I do.
Yeah. There is long season left. But it's okay to admit when a team is freaking great and just killing it.
Oh, so the object is he should have said great instead of good is what you're saying. I'm okay. Hey, we're just discussing level. That's fine. No, yes. It would be nice if you'd done that. It would have been more forthright, but it wouldn't have made for great radio if he had answered it the other way.
Oh, my God. That's very entertaining right there. Texture says that was a ridiculous question. I don't know that it was ridiculous from Bruce. He's just trying to get the manager going, and he's sitting there right next to him, and they got to think. You got the post game moment there, Sean. Let me know if we've got that. As I see Tyler Buterbaugh has entered the fray, because like their chemistry is quite a thing. Bruce is the most respected man in baseball media, and deservingly so.
Yep.
But every once in a while, he and Craig will bump heads a little bit. This was post game yesterday.
You seem to today play Cub baseball. What you guys have?
Because we won.
No.
Yeah.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Cub baseball meaning. You did the little things right, and as you said many times, we have to win close ball games.
Yeah, I think in the close games, and as you get later in the
That's
game,
right.
the one run
care.
Can be a
I
little more important.
I don't even care what the answer is. Can I finish? Can I finish? Is it Dana Carvey as Ross Perot that I'm thinking of on SNL? Can I finish? Can I finish?
But Consul's comment actually proved my point. It's like, just wait and see what happens today. And Consul's able to come back and simply say, well, we won, right?
Yeah.
So I think he wanted to give Bruce a dig. And Bruce is the best in baseball. Let's be honest. He asks the right questions. And it's a great tension between those two.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good dig. So what are you saying, Dan, about these Brewers? That bad things can happen to them between here and the end of the season or even after?
Yes. Just history. When I was a little 12-year-old, Cardinals or whatever, the Cardinals, back in the day when you had to win the pennant to go to any kind of playoff, it was win the National League to be able to go. No such thing as playoffs. Cardinals were 6.5 games behind on August 10th, and they won 19 out of their last 21 and got to the World Series because the Phillies collapsed. So they're a great team. I all respect. I don't think the Cubs are going to win the division. But it's like, let's just wait and see how things even out, whether things reset or not. That's kind of where I'm at now.
So that's interesting to me. I have always heard about the 1964 season as the Phillies collapse with their manager, Gene Mauk. And Gene Mauk, a legendary manager who found a trail of collapses behind him, the 1986 Los Angeles Angels, the Anaheim Angels, they were the California Angels at the time. And they were up on the Red Sox, and Donnie Moore and the Angels in that series fell apart. And that's Gene Mauk. And at that point, I remember Al Michaels referencing the 64 Phillies that he helmed. I have not heard about it from the inverse, which is a young Cardinal fan.
Yes, and the thing is, all due respect to winning out of 19 out of 21, okay? All due respect, particularly when it counted. But the reason why the Cardinals won is because Mauk screwed up. I can't argue with it. He gave us an opportunity, things he could have done. He overused his pitching staff. There's 10 different things he could have done different to win one more game.
What he did he reacted to his starting rotation's issues by using Jim Bunning and Chris Short on short rest 6 different times down the stretch.
And of course, as Cardinal fans, we're like, oh, yeah, please keep it coming. I mean, we even knew they were screwing up, and we're like, please, dear God. And on the last day of the season, we go to the World Series.
The Philly Fold is what they called it. It started on the 21st of September. Somebody's reading Wikipedia. Guilty. And the Phils were swept by Cincinnati, and then they were swept by Milwaukee and all of that. So you're a young Cardinals fan watching them come out of nowhere. Has this informed your sports viewing experience forever?
Well, it has, and that's why I can answer the Milwaukee question.
Yeah.
All due respect, but there can be screw-ups. People go bad. Oh, gee, the third best team in baseball 2 weeks ago was the Cubs, and now they're the seventh in terms of betting profile. Stuff happens, and so all due respect to a – seems to be a great Milwaukee team.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to wait and see. I that's how I started. Just let me see how this plays out.
Well, it's understandable. Here's the thing when it comes to baseball, and it takes a little while to possibly get there. And this is how I started the show in sort of a Church of Baseball moment of like my anger and my annoyance and my my disappointment at what happened at the deadline and then how the team played and what I certainly saw and see as a team not feeling like the front office believes in them. And then they respond like, well, then why should we believe in ourselves? Because we know the inverse. I believe that to my core in terms of human reaction.
Right.
Now they've got to make a step and I ride it along with them where I've got to make the step. Their resentment just doesn't do you any good. It doesn't. Like, sometimes people can get driven by it, and it can, like, you know, be a chip that's on your shoulder and the whole major league thing of, like, they don't believe in us and screw them. But, like, that it really only holds for so long, in my opinion. You've got to turn the page and just get back to believing in yourself and thinking you're good enough and go ahead and get it done.
Yeah, as a lifelong baseball fan, baseball fan first, Cub fan second, okay?
Okay.
As a longtime baseball fan, this is fun. I can go to a little league game. I can go to Chicago Dogs. I can go to the Boomers, and I'm just having a great time. And I go to Wrigley and we get killed. I'm having a great time. And so I think if we can keep that thing where you don't hold resentment. Oh, hey, I was angry we didn't do what we should have done at the deadline. I was angry. 24 hours later, gone. It's like, okay, what's going to happen now? Pretty bad. But I think yesterday was a sign that maybe they have, okay, resentment gone, let's play. And I think Consul's telling them that, like, let's just wait and see. So I'm staying in the fun, optimistic mode.
This is, my guest host is Dan Durbin, who he bid on an hour, and he's great. He's really, really good at it. So here's the thing. While I'm not holding on to the anger and the resentment, you, dear caller, dear listener, are welcome to hold on to it, and you bring it if that's where you are. And oh, look, it's Kevin and Palatine on the score. Hey, Kevin, how are you? Good morning, and welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. So I think the one thing we figured out, Matt, you called it, that this team, after Jed got his extension, the owner is very risk averse. He's worried about 2 years from now shutting down, and the GM is risk averse, and Jed is risk averse, and now the $8 million manager, who clearly was not the secret sauce north of the Cheddar Curtain, why can't Owen Casey get one start? Ian Happ is not good at baseball. Why can't the guy get one start? I don't get it. Like, it's just amazing to me. And Craig, I understand he's salty because Paul Sullivan asked a question about a team that's on one of the hottest streaks in the last 20 years. But why is Craig so risk averse to playing? I want to see this giant left-handed guy that should have had two hits in his first game. Like, why not? Why go with the same lineup that can't hit? Just wondering. The risk aversion of this team and the chicken-hearted nature of the whole front office and the owner are very, very annoying to this Cubs fan. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. The Cubs lineup is out, and Owen Casey's not in it. So,
ouch.
Michael Busch at first, Kyle Tucker in right, Seiya Suzuki's your DH, PCA in center. Carson Kelly's your catcher against another righty for the Pirates. It's Carmen Mudzinski out there. And Ian Happ, the switch hitter, is batting sixth. Then Nico, then Swanson, then Shaw. See, here it is. It's happening. No Casey bothers me. I don't know why you wouldn't give him a start in his first weekend as a Cub here at Wrigley against three righties for the Pirates. I don't get it. And maybe that is because of wanting to stay loyal to somebody like Ian Happ. I have to assume that that's part of it. I also don't know why Matt Shaw continues to hit .900 when he is the second best OPS in the National League since the All-Star break.
I'd like to agree with you and Kevin on the issue of here you have this great Toronto debut. It's his hometown. His parents are there. He should have had two hits. It's like this guy's a major leaguer, and his family leaves at 5 o'clock in the morning this morning so they can come to Chicago to see these three games. And you're telling me that he's not going to be in a starter in any of these three games? I don't get that.
You know, I think it was pregame of the Toronto game. Pregame of the Toronto game. See if we have it, Sean. Where Council said, I don't know how big of a role he'll have, which is an admission that he might not have that big of a role. But I don't get why he's here, and you don't give him a shot at home against three Pirates pitchers. Are you going to give him a shot against Milwaukee, or is he going right back down? So it makes me think, if you don't believe in him, then why didn't you trade him? Why didn't you go ahead and include him?
Yeah, and by the way, I don't want to go on the Ian Happ thing. I'm an Ian Happ fan, although even defensively, he's not Ian Happ I've been seeing all year.
He's having a bad year.
He's having that kind of stuff, but I think in the swing game, I think you put the experience of a Happ in there. I'm okay with that, but yeah, I didn't like how this whole thing was handled.
He's Dan Durbin. He's the guest co-host for this hour. Team of the Moment is coming up next. Who could it be? Who could it possibly be? Dan doesn't know. I bet you do, though. Keep it right here on Hit and Run on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Fly ball! Deep left! Monasterio! New for the Milwaukee Brewers. Someone new stepping up night in and night out.
You gotta be kidding me.
McLean, fly ball, center field. Lockridge is back. Lockridge makes the catch. 14 in a row for the Milwaukee Brewers. The hottest team in the land comes from behind and they win it in 11. Brewers fans soaking it all up in Cincinnati, seeing something that has never been done in the franchise's history.
It was the team of the moment, offering entertainment. The team of the moment, they caught our eyes.
The Milwaukee Brewers are unsurprisingly the team of the bleeping moment. 14 straight wins. Number 14 comes with the uniform number 14 on Andrew Monasterio with a three-run home run in extras. 190 games played over three seasons for Monasterio. He's hit five home runs. And then this last night. They are 34 games over, highest watermark in franchise history. They've now won 14 in a row. That's the biggest and longest winning streak in franchise history. And just look at their streak here over the last 14. The road sweeps over the Nationals and the Braves, then a home series against the Mets that includes two insane comeback wins, including last Sunday, down 5-0, and they come back and they beat Edwin Diaz with an Isaac Collins walk-off homer. Then they play the Pirates. They beat Paul Skeens and the Pirates 14-0. And then on Friday, they're down 8-1. They're down 8-1. And Sean Sears on Friday, Christian Yelich go boom, not just once, but actually twice.
The 1-2 count against Nick Martinez. It's a high fly ball, left field. It's carrying pretty well. Hayes is back at the wall, and it's gone. And Yelich, his 24th.
Proud to say I've gotten to see that a lot over the years.
So are you missing out on the high fives right now?
I'm going to get down there.
Okay.
No, I'm good. He's going to make his way down. Yeah, I'll get one.
That's Brandon Woodruff on the call there, along with Jeff Levering on Brewers TV. The Brewers come back and win that game. Players weekend, Christian Yelich's bat was actually really cool. The bat wrap was for Bob Uecker, and he was going to use it last year and did not, used it this year. Yelich talked about Uecker, who he loved, and of course everybody in Milwaukee loved.
You made it interesting with your bat, specifically the Bob Uecker bat that you had made for Players Weekend last year. Two home runs tonight.
You know, using the Uecker bat, I didn't know if I was going to use it or not. And then Shog, our equipment manager, like, dude, you got to do it at least one time. Hit a homer with it. We both got a good little laugh about, like, man, you would have thought that was pretty awesome. But then he would have probably liked the jam shot double better just because that was Uecker. But, you know, go figure. You know, that guy's always up for a good time and a good joke. So, of course, that happened when you're using his bat. And it's just a great win for us. You know, we just battled and we got contributions from so many people. And that's what our team is about. It's just that fight and fighting. And we have a big belief in that room that we're always going to be in the game. And really, really proud of the guys tonight.
All right, so of course, the Brewers are the team of the moment, and that's a very likable story with the Uecker thing, and they're a likable organization and a great baseball story, and that part is just completely and utterly undeniable, and they are a worthy team of the moment. Fourth time in like 7 weeks they've been team of the moment. Dan Durbin is my guest host, having bid for this and won it at the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
Yeah, look, facts speaks for themselves. The Brewers are a good team. It's a good organization. You can't deny it. I knew something was going on in the last couple of games. You're down 8-1 and you win. And then I woke up this morning, I looked at it, and they won again in extra innings. It's sort of a team of destiny. So I don't know where that number ends. I'm not a big gambler, but I just don't know how long this streak's going to go. I'd hate to bet against them. I want them to lose, but they really are just really good.
They've got the Reds again today. And there was a lot of stuff that the Reds did wrong yesterday. Ellie De La Cruz threw away what was probably an game-ending double play ball. Made an error on that. I mean, there was a lot of crazy things. At both, two different Reds outfielders made horrible misplays as well. But those things happen for a hot team.
Yeah, teams of destiny have luck go their way. And by the way, De La Cruz, one of my favorite players across the board, okay? And it's amazing to hear that the Brewers won because he screwed up. That's kind of sad. But again, all power to them. And yes, I'm waiting for the I need a cooler. Who's going to be the cooler for the Brewers?
I think it's me with the anthem tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
That's just my thought.
Can't wait.
I will glare at the Brewers as I sing the anthem at them tomorrow. Uh-huh. All right. So, Dan, you came in with takes. Who was going to be the team of the moment? If not the Brewers, who should it be?
Okay. Well, clearly it was the Brewers. But I have a strong, probably a radical second place, because it's not so much of a national story, but it's something I recognize.
Okay.
And that would be the Francona Reds, because it was history that showed that Francona takes teams and are great in the second half. Prior to the All-Star game, most people were saying, watch the Reds because you know what's going to happen. And son of a gun, he's not a person who causes his teams to regress to the mean. So for example, the Cubs have probably maybe regressed to the mean and gone further. He just does an upward slope. And so what's staggering to me is that Reds came out of nowhere and they're looking at a possible playoff spot. So only a personal opinion. Nationally, people will probably disagree, but that's mine.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't be up for this moment because I think they're 4-6 in their last 10, and now the Brewers have come calling in on them and have taken the first couple. But I love Francona. Yeah. He is my favorite living manager. I think he's the best living manager, whether he was back in the game or not, and now he is. Mm-hmm. I will never forget what he did with Cleveland in 2017, after they had a World Series hangover just like the Cubs did, and they went on, they had fallen apart in the first half. And Francona, there's a Verducci article that maps it all out, and I heard about it from Theo Epstein, actually. He was like, you know, just he loves Tito. That was always his guy. But like, right. Tito brought in his leaders to the clubhouse, to his office in Cleveland, and said, what are we doing, guys? What the hell's happening here? And they like, they rethought everything. They set up new plans, and they went on a crazy. They won. That was the year I think they won 22 in a row in the second half of 2017.
It was huge, and of course, you growing up a Red Sox fan, I imagine you have a lot of thoughts about Mr. Francona.
Yes, I do. I do indeed. So, but yeah. So team of the moment, and you said also not among your takes, not as good as the 64 Cardinals, what the Brewers are doing.
No, okay, for those who weren't here in the first segment, it's like that is the amazing part of this thing that you can get.
Yes, sir.
6.5 behind in August, and you win 19 out of your 21 games. A Gene Mock, a famous person, dumps all of these games, and we go to the World Series. Beat that.
Yeah, so, you know. Dan has done his prep and he's gotten ready. Let's go to Ron on the South Side, who has comments as always on Team of the Moment. Ron, you okay with my Brewers choice for this week? I imagine you are.
So. Oh yeah, but let me tell you, I'm enjoying your co-host Dan. Dan, thanks for mentioning the Savior, Dick Allen. I have an article from Paul Sullivan wrote in November. The great Paul Sullivan, November 2020. He said Dick Allen almost single-handedly saved the franchise. And you know what? That 1972 season, wait, who hits two inside the park home runs in the same game? The hot dog chicken. It's arguably one of the best seasons, not only in terms of numbers and statistics. What he did for a franchise is arguably one of the best in Chicago baseball. So I just had to say that. Now, hey, Speed, I have to tell you this. Okay, I'm with my son Friday.
Yeah.
We would leave the golf range. We'd go have a cup of beverage. He said, Dad, I just, you know, I can't really, you know, no call a team right now for baseball. He said, every week it's a different team. I said, son, that is what is known as team of the moment.
Yes.
And you know, he'd been with me. Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to the score for 30 years. That's my buddy, I said, from the score. I said, he beat me every week, though. I said, my juice. But no, real quick, up until this weekend, it was the Padres.
Yeah.
The Padres had caught the Dodgers, and I was going to go with them if they had won these two games, but they lost. But your nephew said it, Speed. This Brewers team is almost flawless, man. And they can beat you. You're talking about playing clean baseball and playing the game. It's a beautiful thing. I am so excited about this series coming up. Well, you know I want the Blue Bulls to win. But
oh, how dare you, Ron? How dare you?
But no, this is But it's okay. Yeah, enjoying the show. But
Thank you, Dan.
That Reds call, Dan. That was a good call too. But recently they've been struggling. The Padres keep out on the Boston playing pretty, but Seattle is playing good ball. But yep.
Okay. Those were them, Ron. Seattle and the Padres were the ones that I was looking at. That is for sure. The Padres are a great story. Seattle, right there with them. And then they both went and lost last night.
Yeah. You know, I looked up some of the power rankings that have been published all around. And, you know, that's the one where the, you know, Cubs went from third to, you know, seventh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but Seattle's still up there. Six in the power rankings. I mean, you can't argue with Brewers, Phils, Blue Jays, Dodgers. But, I mean, you can't sleep on Seattle once playoff time comes.
No, I don't think that you can. That's another good manager right there in Seattle. And they've got some good big-time arms as well who've got a shot to do some very good things and a really good bullpen on the back end. So there's some damn good teams going on around baseball right now. That is for sure. Texters getting in on Team of the Moment, and really on my co-host Dan Durbin. Is Dan free on Sundays until Bears season? I nominate Dan to become the latest in a long line of hit-and-run co-hosts. Here's another. I'm going to win next year's bid on An Hour with Spiegs just so I can send Dan back next year. Get the guy a union card and a fill-in host assignment. You've got radio background, sir.
I do. I do. College, 4 years. I had an afternoon show, 4 hours, whatever. It's comfortable behind the mic. But you know what? That's not as important as you got to be a pure baseball fan.
Right. Well, but tell us, so that radio show in college, music-based?
It was all music-based. Okay, 71 to 75. And there were no sports teams at Loyola, so we couldn't do that. And so, of course, I'm doing, you know, Beatles and Stones. But I like new artists. And the one I discovered before anybody in Chicago was Bonnie Raitt. And I was playing her stuff. And then, of course, you know, there was a lot of, folk music, too. James Taylor. So think about it. When I was at Fitzgerald to see you do the charity function where you covered the Beatles and the Stones,
yeah.
I swear half of those songs was on my rotation for 4 years.
That was a good one a couple months ago at Fitzgerald's. We did the Beatles and the Stones with Tributosaurus, and that was a fun one. But yeah, so I mean, those are good years to be doing rock and roll radio.
It was great.
And people say 71 might be the greatest year of recorded music of all time.
Agreed.
That is often what people say. Tony is in Wonder Lake on 670 The Score. What's up, Tony? You're on Hit and Run. Good morning.
Hey, Spiegs. Good morning.
Morning.
You know, I'm usually a regular on the Molly and Hall show, but nice to talk to you guys. You know, the Brewers, I don't really know what to say because, you know, you argue about the Oakland A's of the early 2000s that won 20 in a row, but this team has gone on extended winning streaks a few times. And it's just amazing that you take a guy like Andrew Vaughn, who didn't do much with the White Sox, all of a sudden he goes to the Brewers, and it's just something about the chemistry, the way they teach baseball, that allowed him to find the potential that he didn't find with the White Sox. And it's things like that, little things like that, because baseball is one of those sports that there's so many different intangibles that go into what makes a great ball club. And they're just hitting on all cylinders. You know, the Cubs, you can't blame them. I mean, the Cubs are playing decent baseball, but yet they find themselves with almost a double-digit deficit now going into the latter half of the season. It's just a tribute to the way they run their organization and the way they play baseball.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, it's undeniable. What the Brewers are doing is completely and utterly undeniable. The Vaughn thing is crazy. The Vaughn thing feels a lot like the Kopech thing in terms of a guy who you just can't reach for whatever reason. And a lot of the reason is on you as an organization, but it's not entirely on you. And then something gets unlocked for a guy like Kopech, who's on a good organization with a chance to win, who's like, oh, okay, I'll listen in a different way. And maybe my head is clear and I'll execute in a different way. That was last year for Kopech, and I feel like it's similar for Vaughn.
Yeah, in April, I was still like, okay, Vaughn's going to come through. It's finally going to happen. I'm a big Vaughn fan. And boy, by May, I'm like, get rid of the guy. And I don't care if it's his fault, the team's fault, whatever. And when he went to Milwaukee and succeeded like that, my first feeling was, how great for him. And second of all, I was like, what could we have done better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's like at a certain point, it becomes whether a guy is going to get there himself. But oftentimes, what you can do better is the build on the way up. Mm. And I think the White Sox have been a really flawed organization for a long, long time, and it got better under Rick Hahn, but not better in the developmental way that it needed to in all of the different ways. And now the developmental way is getting better. Under Chris Getz, under Paul Janisch, who's the director of development, with Josh Barfield there and Brian Bannister. There's a lot of good things happening on the lower levels in terms of the unification of teaching and how they're teaching. And I don't know that if this structure were in place 5-7 years ago, if Kopech and Vaughn would have been allowed to develop some of the problems that they developed. That's the hope and the dream, anyway.
Absolutely. I'm all in favor of what they're doing. You know, it's sad to say, well, hey, that means in 3 years we'll be in the playoffs. That hurts to say that. But nevertheless, they are doing the right thing. And again, I will tell you, even though I grew up in St. Louis, I was a La Russa fan all my life, La Russa is the one who basically screwed up the White Sox. And I believe he is finally out of the picture, and the new people are in town, and they're enjoyable again.
Yeah, I don't know how out of the picture he is.
Oh, he's in the background. He still has smoking and drinking with you know who. But nevertheless, I think the new staff is allowed to do more than they could in the past.
He is Dan Durbin. He's my co-host here on this hour of Hit and Run. More to come with me, Matt Spiegel, next here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Inside, no throw to second. Stolen base, Kyle Tucker.
Sisco didn't pay any attention to him, and Tuck goes on first movement. Sisco kicks the leg up, and Tuck was off and running. He steals this base without a throw. Now the Cubs with nobody out and a man at second.
We put together some innings and put some pressure on them. We first couple of innings, we had some hard-hit double play balls that kind of got us out of it. But I thought, the stolen base and the Tucker stolen base was a huge play. We got burned by it yesterday, but today it becomes a huge play. And we got some big hits.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Craig Counsell on Kyle Tucker's stolen base. Final few minutes of this hour with our guest co-host, Dan Durbin. Top of the hour, we're going to talk about a massive injury in the National League and how that is going to impact the pennant race. We'll see what the details are, how much we can get that to you. And we'll also hear from Joe Maddon and Andrew McCutchen in the final hour of the show. But Dan, Kyle Tucker's been slumping terribly. He's got one home run since late June. And here we are, two seeing eye hits yesterday and the stolen base, which was big. But I've been helming Operation hashtag Woo King Tuck, which is as a terrible name. Yeah. And I think that's been part of it not catching on. But now his slump here has changed a lot of the thought process. What would you do in terms of Kyle Tucker's contract extension?
Yeah, as background, I didn't know much about Tucker when we signed him. And then I read about him, like, hey, this is a sweet thing. And then I heard this $500, $600 million thing. And I'm like, and then when I watch what he did in April and May, I'm like, man, big Kyle Tucker fan. How could the Cubs do this? I think it was less than 50-50 that we could sign him doing the $500, $600 million. But I thought, maybe this is the time the Cubs turn around.
Hmm.
Okay, that's where I was until 2 weeks ago. And the reason why I'm now nervous, I'm only like 50%, is because it's not that he's in a slump and he's not hitting. The thing that really got me was a couple games ago, and he was flailing like he was called up that day. Low and outside pitches. It's like, this guy was this, and he was going to swing at anything because I think he had, I'm losing $100 million every week if I keep playing this way. And so it was disappointing. So it felt good yesterday that he finally got around to say, hey, let's get on base. Let's do the thing. So there was a couple day period there. So the reason why I'm okay, I hate to say this, I'm okay if they don't sign him, is the fact that I'm still burned by the Soriano and Hayward long-term contracts that the Cubs had signed.
Hmm.
And I also, one of my favorite players in baseball in history, top five, Albert Pujols. I loved him. I hated when he left the Cardinals. And then look what happened after he left, the injuries and stuff. So
yeah, that Angels deal. And
oh,
all that,
my man. God.
Look, the big money deals very seldom work out for the entire length of the contract. You look back now, though, on Soriano's career and Alfonso Soriano's career, and it's looked back mostly very fondly and very kindly. The numbers will look back kindly. It's what those contracts can really dictate a front office strategy and hamstring them.
Right.
And it can create obviously problematic fan vibes when the guy doesn't pay off. But very few guys actually live up to it. It's a handful.
So I don't know if it's rhetorical or not, but if he goes back to being the old Tucker that we all love and know, and we go to the World Series, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Cubs going to spend $500 to $600 million to keep him?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. And I would have thought that maybe they would have, but I'm a little discouraged by some things that have gone on in terms of the deadline, and then I'm discouraged by how much everybody seems to be holding on to 2027 as a season that will not be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one last thing before you get out of here.
Yeah.
You told me a little bit of a story off the air. Mm-hmm. Tell me the 16-inch softball story about Tony La Russa.
Oh, it's my favorite. Again, despite the fact that I think he screwed up the White Sox, I've always been a big fan. And one of the reasons why was in 1984, I was in the 16-inch softball league that you all see down in Grant Park. And, we're playing our game. We're all like 30 years old and drinking beer and having a good time.
And this is a very unique Chicago sport.
Chicago, I think there's a little in New York, but it's Chicago sport. 16-inch, no gloves. Got to remember that. 16-inch, no gloves.
Puffy ball.
Yeah, thank you. And so what happened, all of a sudden, this car pulls up off of Lakeshore Drive, pulls over, comes out, That's freaking Tony La Russa.
This is 84.
This is 84. Because remember, they were in the playoffs in 83. This is 84.
Yeah.
So this was the time where it was an off day, and he was just getting done with practice, and he's going back up to his condo or whatever, and he's like, what is this? So he pulls over, and he basically says, what the hell is this? So we're telling him about it. He goes, what do you mean, no gloves and whatever? And so he's having a good time with this thing, and we told him how dangerous it was, because when you get a brand new 16-inch softball.
The clincher.
And I've seen this. You can, it can break bones. Okay. And so what happened was during this game, somebody, a catcher, stupid, decided to block the plate by putting his shin out, fractured his leg.
Oh.
Tony sees this, right?
Oh, God.
He goes, what a game. Well, in the meantime, while we're talking, we got him. He can't believe this. And we're telling him what lineup to put in. They're like 10 games behind. They're screwing up. Everybody's upset.
You're telling him what White Sox lineup
like,
to put in.
Like, tomorrow night, you should do this as a bunch of drunken 30-year-olds would do, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're doing this kind of stuff or whatever. And we're giving it to him. He's like, oh, okay, thanks a lot. The next night, he had our lineup. He's like, what do I have to lose? And he's like, hey, these guys look like they know what they're doing, so what the heck, give them a shot.
Ah,
so it's my favorite Tony La Russa story.
So he threw you guys a lineup because he had a good time with you watching 16-inch softball, and what the hell does he have to lose?
What the heck, that's
how'd
right.
How'd the lineup do? Do you remember?
Fair. Honestly, to be honest, it wasn't any better than any lineup he would have put out there, but at least he gave us a shot, and we appreciated it.
That's a hell of a baseball story right there. That is tremendous. Dan Durbin is an excellent co-host on Hit and Run. Good luck to anybody that ever tries to do this again, whether they win a contest or make a donation like to Cubs for a Cure the way Dan did. Great job, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure. All right, that's Dan Durbin. Me, I'm Matt Spiegel. You got me for another 45 minutes until Cubs baseball at 12:45 on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.